Welcome to Emmanuel Christian Church, the house of Judah, the house at the gate. Please join us as we'll be listening to Apostle Vincent Luan, the head pastor of the Emmanuel Christian Churches.
Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to be in church today. We had a very powerful pastoral camp. And we are delighted that we are ready for the work of the ministry. We are continuing with our teaching. But before that, all of our children, the missionaries are back here in South Africa. Can we appreciate God? Hallelujah. Selflessness. Love for others. Love for one another. Praise the Lord. Not love for the curse of this world. Hey, some of us, we have seniors in our life. We wish we could go. But our feet are tight. We are grateful for young children. Can we give a powerful clap offering to Jesus? We want to welcome all of our viewing centers, all those who are listening on Peli FM, and all that are watching in every platform possible, we are grateful for you. It is our prayer that as we have entered this season of Jesus Christ, that we will experience His love and His kindness. Hallelujah. We are teaching on Alelon, Jesus, the love of God. Jesus, the love of God. John 3, verse 16 and 17 is our theme scripture for today. God's love towards us. But let's start with John chapter 13, which is our theme for the year. Verse 34. He says, a new commandment I give unto you. That you love one another. Just as I have loved you. Now, the question that we have asked is that, how did Jesus love us? And today we are looking at Jesus, the love of God. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have an everlasting life. Have an eternal life. Everlasting life, eternal life starts here with us. It's not when we are dead, but it's a life that is full of all good things. A life that is pleasing unto God. A life that enables us to keep our vessel. The life that makes us to live at peace with all. The life that brings contentment in us. That we may live a peaceable life. That we may have joy and fulfillment. That we might not be overtaken by the desires of this world. That our life may not be broken by the things that we see other people do, or the envy of this world. But the Bible says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. You see, to love one another is different to loving yourself. There are many who love themselves. I'm looking at them. The way they are dressed, you should see people in church. Even some of the masks, they tell you that they've gone to great effort to make sure that the mask matches the tie, matches the handkerchief. What manner of love is this? That a man will take care of himself to this level. Listen, Jesus loves you more than your mask. Jesus wants you to love your neighbor more than the way you look. The Bible says, love one another. But today we are going to look at how God loved us. Because God loved us by giving us Jesus. Most people love without giving anything. In essence, South Africans. Oh, they love free things. Oh, we don't want to pay for anything. I listened to one politician during one of the elections. You know, he made some very scathing declarations about their party, which is not about their party, but you know, politicians are bold. He says, if you vote for us, we'll pay maintenance for your child. We'll give you a free house. We'll give you a free electricity. We'll give you a free water. He says, even if you become pregnant again, we will maintain, we'll buy Pampers for you. Hey, I said, this politician. This is government, it's free. It doesn't matter who rules the country. You see, it's not the love of any party. It's a humanity that government is showing to every person. But there is a greater love than our government or the governments of the world. And that greater love is the love of Jesus. I've said to people before, wherever Jesus is not preached, wherever Jesus is not accepted, wherever people are forbidden to preach or to speak about Jesus, there is no freedom. You can check all countries of the world where Jesus is denied, where Jesus is not preached, where the love of Jesus is not expressed. People live in deplorable state. They live in very difficult circumstances. Their leaders and their governments become hostile to their own people. And sometimes they even kill their own people because they have not experienced the true love. It's like an abusive husband who have not experienced love. You see, when you love, you don't destroy what you love. Women abuse, it's not love. I heard one woman saying, I thought he loved me. We said, there's no way somebody will love you by beating you up. There's no way somebody will love you by chaining you on a bed. There's no way. The love of God goes beyond ourselves. The love of God is selfless. Can you be selfless this season? I'm saying, can you be selfless this season? Jesus shared his life. Can you share your life? You see, when you share your life, you look at those. Last week we spoke about those that are weak. That our love towards those that are weak should show in the way we express ourselves towards them. Don't look at somebody who's dirty, who's smelly, and think that they are not human enough. Jesus loved them the same way. Do you understand? Jesus, the love of God, declared for all humankind, for all mankind. Jesus, God's love to all of us. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 25. It says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. There is only one mediator. There are many who claim they are mediators. I said there are many who claim they are mediators. They claim that they know God. Some of them even call themselves the Messiah. Some of them make themselves Christ. But I want to say today that the Bible gives us an understanding. There is only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As we approach Christmas, it's a reminder of what God has done for us. A reminder of God's love towards us. That regardless of how your sin is, regardless how guilty you feel, the Bible says there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Jesus has come to wipe off all the sin upon our lives. And the Bible says there is a man, Jesus Christ, the mediator, the one that has brought us to the Father, the one that has reconciled us. He's the one that gives us access. You might look at yourself, they might say to you, black bad luck. You have bad luck. Things are not working. You need to do this or that. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth, you see, salvation is not far from you. It's not in the many things that we do that we are saved. But it's in acknowledging the love that God has given to us. And that love is called Jesus. As we celebrate Christmas this coming Friday, I want you to have an understanding that God loved you. Jesus is not a baby in a manger. We will just do the play. But Jesus is the love of God. Jesus is God himself. He came here on earth that through his love we might be reconciled with himself. That we may have a relationship with the Father. That we may no longer be condemned. That sin will not have dominance upon our lives. The Bible says when sin has fully matured, death comes. We die today because of the sin of Adam and Eve. They committed sin. The Bible says through one man, sin came into the world. And through one man, forgiveness of sin has come. Your sins can be forgiven. Your life can be made right. Today you can turn and come before God and say, I have sinned. I have sinned. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. It's very interesting. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 4.
Hebrews 10, verse 4.
It says the blood of bulls and goats is no longer sufficient. Because if you do the blood of bulls and goats, you will be shocked. You have to do it again and again and again. It's not sufficient enough. It's not good enough. The blood of goats and bulls is not able to help to forgive our sin. It's not able to take the guilt of sin. But the Bible tells us the precious blood of Jesus was shed on the cross for you and me, that our sins will be forgiven once and for all. No more repetition. We don't have to go again and again. We just come once. Lord, I have sinned. I met one young man. We were doing outreach on the streets, sharing the gospel and the love of Jesus to the many people. And we met this young man. We shared the gospel. The man was broken. He says, you do not know. I've killed a man. I was arrested. I've gone to jail. I've served, I think, 15 or 18 years. And I was pardoned. I was released out of jail. Listen, it says nothing has become better. I thought after I've served my prison jail, my sentence, I will feel better that I paid for the killing of this man. It says every night, the guilt, the fear, I see this man. The Bible says there is now no condemnation. I took him, I said, I'm going to pray together with you. There's no sin too big to be forgiven. Listen, church, I said there is no sin too big to be forgiven. I said there is no sin too big to be forgiven. I said there is no sin too big to be forgiven. He said, can Jesus forgive me? Can he forgive me for killing another human being? I said, for this reason, I have come. For this reason, Jesus has come that you may be made right with God, that your sins may be forgiven, that you may be a child of God, that you may no longer be condemned. Yes, you have sinned. You might have gone to jail, but your sin has not been forgiven until you confess. You make right with God. You make right with God. And your life will turn to the good. The man says, I'm suicidal. I've tried to kill myself. Not once. A couple of times. The emptiness I have. Let me talk to you. There is somebody who can feel the emptiness. There is somebody who can feel your life. There is somebody who can make your life better. There is somebody who can create in you worth to feel being a human again. Your worth can be revived again. Butubahao can be revived again.
Amen.
You can come before God with open arms. You can serve your community knowing that, yes, I'm a sinner. My sins have been forgiven. I try to remind ourselves, our pastors, all have sinned. You and me. All. There is no big sin and small sin. All sin is the same. I said all sin is the same. The thief is a sinner. The thief is a sinner. The murderer is a sinner. The one who curses is a sinner. All of us, whatever sin you do, you can say, oh, my sin is small. And his sin is small. No, your sin will block your pathway. Yes, your sin will block your pathway. You won't be able to succeed because sin blocks you. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus has come that we may no longer come short. I said, Jesus has come that we may no longer come short. He has brought us up unto God. The book of John chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. I don't know, you know what is to perish. It's to disappear. The best way to describe perish is to put something on fire. Listen, whatever you put on fire, unless it is gold, unless it is silver, this is why the Bible says our life will be just like, will be put through fire like gold and silver, so that we'll be purified. The impurities can come.
Amen.
Fire makes things to perish. After you put it in the fire, nothing is left. I've seen as a pastor people opting for cremation. You know, when we go to the graveyard, we don't go to the graveyard. We go to the crematory. They put the coffin in the oven. They burn the body to ashes. Hey, my body, I think about it. I say, but this body is dead. You know, some of us want to see the remains. Wood fire is ash. Nothing is left. When you look at the person to say, even if I make prayer, you see, when there is a dead body, I prayed for dead people before. It's easy to pray for a body you see. But when you perish, you lose everything. The Bible says, For God so loved the world. God loves you and has a good plan for your life. Not to harm you, but to prosper you. And today, if you call unto him, he says, I'm much closer than you can think. He says, I'm near you. When you call, Jesus will respond. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. But verse 17 is the verse I like. It's some of the verses I quote every time, that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. I said God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. People are thinking Jesus came to condemn them. No. Jesus has come that you be reconciled with God, that you be made right with God, that you may walk in boldness and in courage. That God loves me. He has died for me. He has given me a second chance. I can be able to live again. Verse 17. He says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus, the cross, a sign of reconciliation. I said the cross of Jesus is a sign of reconciliation. Being made one with God. Coming back home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are prodigal. All of us have been prodigal. You know, the Bible tells us about the prodigal son, who one day said to his father, I want my life. This is like a young South African, young British girl, who says, now I'm 16. I can be pregnant and leave home. I can have a child. And I'll get the RDP, a small house. I can leave the house. I will live for myself. This is my life. The prodigal son spoke like that. Unfortunately, life is a bad teacher. Experience is a bad teacher. Life will deal with you. All of us have been prodigal. And I think all of us has a high level of prodigality. If you are in Acadia, if you look at the people in Acadia, the way they are dressed, oh, they look like angels. I said, here in Acadia, they look like angels. The dresses, the mask on their faces, they look like they never bother anyone. They look like they never commit sin. When they sing, their voice are angelic. But if we search for it, prodigality, they say to God, it's my life. I want to live my life. Somebody said to me,
these things of Jesus, I want to enjoy.
Jesus
is going to delay me.
I said, you don't know. Your life I've lived. I don't know, you understand. I always ask people the question. I see most people don't understand it. We were at the camp this week. What makes you to think you can take care of yourself? Somebody says, I'm an adult. Listen, I remain a child until my father died. Oh, anytime he called, I got into my car. I drove home. I remember the day he died. He called me. He says, come. Draw so much money. I was a custodian of my father's money. I drew the money. He took me to all part of my relatives. Some of them I've not seen for some time. He even started paying some bills that he have not paid for long. And he went to some places and told them, can you please deliver these things? Make sure that they come home. I had dinner with him in the evening. And the following day, I was told, early hours, the man is no more. Come home. I went home. My tears were tremendous. You get it? We look very righteous. But the level of prodigality. Listen, nobody is righteous.
Oh,
the fact that you are working, you are not good. You know, there are some people, because you are working, you think you are better than others. Listen, even us who don't work, who live on your favor and your grace. You know, people who are working, they feel very powerful. They spend their money on other things. And if you spend the money on the right things, but it's the things they don't like, they will shout at you. Am I talking to somebody? All of us are prodigal.
Amen.
If you are in church, it's the grace of God. I don't understand. Never develop a mindset. The Bible says God sent Jesus that through him we may be reconciled. Maybe you are prodigal. You have lived an independent life. You have realized, like the prodigal son, you have reached what we call a cul-de-sac. You have tried all that you can do, and things are not working. You got your own girlfriend. You married your own girlfriend. Your parents were not involved. You got your own husband. You did your own things. And now you have come to a cul-de-sac. What you thought was working is not working. The prodigal son said to the father, I'm tired of your directives. I'm leaving this house. Give me what is mine. What is yours? Where did you work before? What the boldness? What the courage? And he says, give me what is mine. The father gave. But life is a great university. We have a saying in my language. Tsipu urileke lobelo. Tsipu. Interpret. Tsipu urileke lobelo. Mataba ware kenamile.
Amen.
You see, wise, those who think they are wise, they go out thinking that they are ahead, and only to realize there is more difficult challenges in life, and the solution, you left it behind. I don't know. The prodigal son, when he left his father, he thought, I'm free, like most of us. Yes. Oh, I'm free. I can
go and date.
I got my bonus.
You heard your bonus here.
I say hi.
I'm no longer going home.
Hey, Rena, you live up in the bar. I say hi.
I'm no longer good to you.
Hi, but I'm so shanguve. Ay, 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 ay. I say hi. I
say good
to you. Hey, good to you. I say
hi.
Banabari means marari.
Children are waiting for us, but we're not going.
That's prodigality.
Amen.
But the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Maybe you have broken so many lives. But your life can be mended. Your life can be put together. God loves you. God loved mankind. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. And he says, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son, with whom I'm well pleased. Listen, Jesus is the beloved son of God. The Bible says the heavens open and said, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved son. Jesus is the beloved of the Father. And not only that, the Bible tells us, Jesus is not only the beloved, but he is the chosen. There are many who say, so-and-so is a prophet. So-and-so is a Messiah. So-and-so is the way. It's only Jesus who said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. No other person has said it. It doesn't matter your prophet. It doesn't matter the God you say you serve. Jesus said, I am the way. He knows the path to the Father. He says, I am the way. If you walk with me, you won't get lost. Even if you are a fool, even if you lack understanding, if you walk with me, you will make it to the end. You will reach your destination, which is the Father. He says, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. He says, no one comes to the Father except by me. He is the Son. Jesus is the Son of God. I say, Jesus is the Savior. I say, Jesus is the Savior. He says, if you come to me, he says, come, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. The love that God has for you cost him greatly. We're talking to the pastors. You can't serve the people you don't love. Oh, you. The husband can tell you, I love you, baby. He can come to church, make the vow, till death do us part. And he meets his old sweetheart. One young woman was crying. My husband is unfaithful. He's still keeping the old relationship. And he said, he loves me as well as he loves the other. He says, I love both of you. I can't help it. You need Jesus so that you can be helped. So that your vessel can be contained.
Amen.
So that you can be victorious over the desires of the flesh. Jesus is not only the beloved Son, but Jesus is the chosen one. Luke chapter 9 verse 35. And a voice came out of a cloud saying, this is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. I think this verse is saying, listen to me. Jesus is the chosen Son of God. I said, Jesus is the chosen Son of God. I've been on the dead beds. Before people die. I've had the privilege one, twice to be with somebody before they die. I was there. Listen, sometimes it's painful to see people perishing, struggling to pass on, saying things that everybody's shocked. Can a human being say things like that? I don't see the way.
It's very dark.
You're not way. You're not way. I heard somebody confessing, calling names of people. I said, sorry, so. There was nobody. But he was calling their names. Sorry, so.
Mama.
Please
forgive me
for what I did for you. Sorry, so.
Mama.
Please forgive me. I was blind.
Please forgive me.
And all of those things. I say, please, let's pray. Jesus, forgive me. Wash my sins. Wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. You see, the blood of Jesus is not like your washing detergent. Your washing detergent cannot remove the stain of sin. You see, the problem we struggle with is the stain of sin. You know your sin. Your stain. Oh, stays permanently in your heart. It's only the Holy Spirit. It's only the Holy Spirit who can wash it. The Bible says the blood of Jesus will wash your sin whiter than snow. Your sins will be forgiven. You will be made right with God. You will have confidence again and say, my sins are forgiven. I am a child of God. Listen, God loves you and has a good plan for you. Jesus is not only the beloved Son, he's the chosen Son. There is no other name that is given in heaven and on earth for men to be saved except the name of Jesus. Listen to me. There is no other name given in heaven and on earth for men to be saved except the name of Jesus. Call upon this wonderful name. Call upon this wonderful name. Jesus. Jesus. The name that brings salvation. The name that brings healing. The name that brings restoration. The name that brings comfort. The name that brings deliverance. There is no other name that is given in heaven and on earth for men to be saved. You can receive Jesus. Your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today you can pray, Father, forgive me my sins. Write my name. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I receive Jesus. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I need a Savior. You have sent Jesus. So many chickens have lost their life. So many goats have lost their life. I have this image every time of these goats and chickens standing before God and said, we have been used as a medium. We have been used as a mediator. We are not part of it. We had no will or part to play. We were slaughtered and murdered. Our blood was used as compared to using your blood. Even your goats, they will confess that they are witnesses to our rebellion, to our prodigality. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. May you receive Jesus this morning.
Amen.
May you receive your salvation this morning.
Amen.
May you receive the grace of God this morning.
Amen.
May you receive the salvation of God this morning.
Amen.
May your life be preserved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, call unto me, all you who are heavy laden. I always see the young man who killed a person who said, can Jesus forgive me? Can he cleanse my sins? He says, when I was in jail, so many preachers came. So many religions came. They've spoken. But my sin, the stain of it remains. Romans chapter 5,
Romans 5,
verse 8.
Verse 8.
Jesus' love in the cross. While we were sinners, Jesus died for us. I'm a sinner. I knew I can't save myself. So I called upon the name of the Lord. You see, your sin is not the sin that you have done. The Bible says all have sinned. By the time you are born, you are a sinner. I don't know you understand. By the time you are born, you are a sinner. Romans 5, 8.
Romans 5, 8.
But God shows his love for us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, sometime in the church, they want us to be right first. Then it's then that they say we are Christian. But Jesus, while you are willowing in your sin, while your sin confronts you, Jesus says, I love you. I will forgive your sin. This morning you can call upon him. There is a song we sing, call upon the name of the Lord. It's a scripture and you will be saved. I want you today, this morning, we are going to pray. All of our viewing centers, we are going to pray. We will have communion at the end. But I want to pray together with you. The song says, call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Salvation is something sweet. I can remember the lightness that came into my heart. The joy and the fulfillment. It was like Christmas. Yet it was just before Easter. May the Lord have mercy. Every eye closed. Every head bowed. I said here in Acadia, every head bowed, every eye closed, every viewing center, all of our campuses, all the churches, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. Are you here this morning? I want to pray with you. If you say, Pastor, I thank you for the word you have shared, that Jesus, the love of God. I want to receive this love of God. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want to be free from the curse of this world. I want God to wash my sins away. I want to pray together with you. The Bible says, all those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. If you are here in Acadia, or any of our churches, or you are in the viewing centers, or you are watching from whatever platform, if you say, I want to receive Jesus, I want to be born again, lift up your hand wherever you are. Even here in Acadia, lift up your hand. Is there somebody? I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. We're going to pray for all those who lifted their hands. I'm going to ask everybody in our viewing centers and in the campuses, can you follow me? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Jesus, the love of God. I thank you, Father, that I have sinned. I've come against your way. But today, I pray. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all sin and unrighteousness. Today, I receive the love of God. With my own mouth, I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And with my own heart, I speak that God rest him from the dead. I thank you, Father. Wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. Fill my heart with the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate Jesus, may I experience the love of God. I thank you, Father, for your word says, if I speak and I believe, I'll be saved. Thank you, Lord, for this salvation. In Jesus' name. Can you say, Morena Jesu? Ke a go leboga. Ntshwarele dibetsaka. Ke leboga Morena Jesu. Lerato la Modimo. Tlatswa dibetsaka. Ka madi a Morena Jesu. Ntire ngwana wa gago. Ke a go leboga Morena. Ka molomo ke a bua. Ka pelo ke a dumela. Gore Jesu ke Morena. Ntshwarele. Ke a leboga Morena. Go lefoko la o le re ga ke bua ebile ke dumela ke tla pholoswa. Ke lebogela pholoso e ka leina la Morena Jesu. Amen.